And it sounds so funny to me. And my daughter says that when first she got married and she went to live there in Dallas, and she started talking to her in-laws, and they thought that she speaks funny. And we think that they are the ones who speak funny.
That's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you were asking about the people that had gone, you asked someone
who was there.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say who all was there?
No. Uh-uh.
Have you heard that around?
Yes, I have. But I don't use that that word. I say I would ask who was there, or
mm-hmm.
who attended, or who was able to go,
mm-hmm.
but not who all was there.
Say there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family. You'd ask about them. Children are they? You'd say.
Whose children are they?
Uh-huh. Well, what about who all's children are they?
No.
That sounds funny?
Uh-huh. Yes, it does.
And say if you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone, did he say?
Did he say,
If you hadn't been able to hear the speech,
mm-hmm.
you'd ask someone, well,
what did he say?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How about what all did he say?
No.
And if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
himself.
And you say this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
Eight.
And yesterday,
or I had breakfast.
Yesterday I had
breakfast.
I had already
eaten.
Okay. And tomorrow I will
eat.
And the two parts, inside parts of the egg, are the
yolk and the white.
Uh-huh. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Well, either soft boiled or hard boiled. Or you mean cook them in water that's
uh-huh.
poached, a poached egg. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And Sam, you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make a sort of a sweet liquid that you could pour over a pudding. You'd call that a
sauce?
Okay. And something kind of like a fruit pie that has several layers of fruit and dough in it. You call that a
cobbler?
Okay. Do you ever hear of a family pie or a stack pie?
No.
And the first thing you have to do after milking is to get the impurity out. You have to
boil?
Or you run the, pour the milk through a sort of a
colander or a sieve.
Uh-huh.
Or
to do what to it?
To
say if you took it in, some people take something like even a flour sack.
Yeah, a cheesecloth or
and
something.
And pour it through there.
Uh-huh.
And they, what do they say they're doing?
I don't know. I can't think of it.
Okay. And milk that you let it sit and get thick,
mm-hmm.
you call that
buttermilk.
Well,
or
if it's been churned, it's buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
What if it hasn't been churned?
Sour milk.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of flour or curdled milk? Or
curdled, yes. Uh-huh.
You've heard of curdled milk?
Curdled, uh-huh.
What about flour? Have you ever heard
no.
of it? Is there anything you can make out of curdled milk?
Yes, biscuits and